The next patient is Silverio Palacios. The last name is P-A-L-A-C-I-O-S. Silverio is the first name, S-I-L-V, like in Victor, E-R-I-O. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Mexican male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B with the nephrotic syndrome. The workup that was done for glomerulopathy turned out to be negative. We decided to go ahead and order a kidney biopsy that was reported on the 16th of October. In the light microscopy, there were 22 glomeruli, of which 15 were globally sclerosed. Two of them segmentally sclerosed, period. There was proliferation of the mesangial, and there was severe interstitial fibrosis that was associated with tubular atrophy, comprising about 60% of the cortical tissue. There was some changes of hyalinosis in the arterioles. The immunofluorescence was negative, and the electron microscopy, the glomerular membranes show thickening and segmental corrugation, and there is near global effacement of the food processes. Podocytes show signs of injury with microvillus, microvillus transformation. In other words, this patient has diabetic nephropathy class 4 with severe glomerulosclerosis and interstitial fibrosis, which renders a very dim a prognosis from the nephrology point of view. We discuss with the patient and the family in detail and showed them graphs with the idea of making them understand what the problem is. Period. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, and he's the last of the family that is alive. The siblings have been passing away on account of cardiovascular complications due to the strong diabetic genetics in the family. We are going to reevaluate this case with laboratory workup in the near future, and we will make final recommendations. We discussed the possibility of dialysis. We explain in detail what is peritoneal dialysis versus hemodialysis. They are going to think about the process. The patient has a clearance that is 38 mLs per minute, but if he is aware of the severity of the disease, he will improve his compliance with the diet that has been somewhat difficult. Reevaluation at the laboratory workup. I invested in reviewing of biopsy, 15 minutes, and they spent 20 minutes with the patient explaining the above mentioned subjects. In the documentation, 7 minutes.